Kind of funny, I wasn't really nervous until about 2-3 minutes ago when everybody stopped singing. It was my time to come on, and I've just kind of had a strange feeling this morning. I told my wife on the way up here, it's been a while since we've stood and the Lord's let us stand and preach, but I'm nervous, but at the same time I'm excited and I'm looking forward to what the Lord has got. Not just to say for me to be the one to bring the message, but I just want the Lord to use us this morning, and I want His will to be done. And I guess if you have something in your life, I guess like preaching, and those of you that are preachers know what I'm talking about, and I guess when the Lord makes you go a while without it, you just begin to desire it. I guess if you've got anything about you, and you love the Lord, you begin to desire it, and you want the Lord to use you again. But seem like we've had a bunch of different thoughts, and we don't exactly entirely know which way we're going to go this morning. But I just want to say that I appreciate being here this morning. I appreciate the Lord, and I'm thankful for the Spirit. I'm thankful that we've had appointments to go preach before where maybe we hadn't been before, or somewhere where we know that there's just some churches, and forgive me for saying this, that are harder to preach at than others, I guess. And there's some places, you know, when you get an appointment to go preach, that when you step through the doors, you know you're going to have liberty, and you know that that the members there and that have brought the Spirit with them. And I've always felt that about this church, and I've always believed that there'd be no shortage of the Spirit, I guess you'd have it, if we would all just mind the Lord. And I just want to do that this morning. I'm thankful. I began to sit down there and watch these young ones sing, and we were all giggling as the ones that were began to try to climb under the altar. But I sat there thinking that I hope and pray that time comes in their life when they had that same desire to go to that altar, and that it just blessed my heart and my soul to see them down there trying to climb on it. But I hope and pray that the time comes in their life when they get to the age that they realize that that is the best place that they could be. And I might be scattered this morning. I might just have to try to take my time and slow down. Like I said, it's been a while since I've stood to preach, and I don't want to get ahead of myself. I don't want to get ahead of the Lord. I truly don't this morning, but I don't have a lot of scripture that I'm going to read to you. And to be honest with you, this might not be all we read. I don't know. We might go 100 different ways, but if the Lord sees that fit for us to do that, then that's what I want to have done this morning. But if you've got your Bibles with us, we're going to read some very, very, very familiar scripture. And I believe we've all stood on it before. We've all heard it preached before. But if you got your Bibles with us, we're going to be in the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, and we're just going to read one verse to give you some time to flip over there. But like I said, I tried to sit down and read and study, and sometimes it seems like I have a hard time just to sit down and read. And that we started to read, and the Lord just told us to flip over here, and it seemed like as soon as we flipped the page, there was one verse that stuck out to us, and we just couldn't get away from it. And that's what we feel this morning is the closest thing to our heart. In the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, in the 29th verse, the Bible says, "And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And that's all we feel like reading this morning. And I just began to think, and it seemed like my mind just went a million different ways thinking about all the times in the Bible that this particular, verse would be applicable. And I just began to think about it, that David had come to bring food and help, to his brothers that were there. And he began to see and look at what was going on. And he had, just got there and just laid his eyes on what was happening, and that he began to inquire about it and question him about it. And his one of his older brothers, got mad at him and tried to get on him about why he was inquiring about it. But David had just got there and had already seen what was going on. He could already tell what the Philistines were trying to do to him. He could already tell that they were trying to make a mockery of his God, and they were trying to make a mockery of the army there. And that he could already tell what was going on. And when his brother asked him that, he said, "Is there not a cause?" David knew exactly, what the cause was, and that he knew exactly what they were trying to do to the Lord and to the Lord's army there and the Lord's people. And that I'm thankful that he realized exactly what was going on and knew that there was a cause to be upset, knew that there was a cause to be able to stand against the Philistines, and that they were all scared. And that the scripture plainly tells us when he gets there, when they realize that David David's the man to go and try to fight this giant. The scripture tells us that they tried to fit him with armor that wasn't his, that he hadn't proved in that. They tried to give him weapons and armor that he hadn't proved in that. They were trying to fight this battle through, I guess, their own physical selves, carnally minded. They were trying to figure out what they could do and who was man enough to go toe-to-toe with the Goliath. And I began to look up a little bit about Goliath. It says that assumed that his armor weighed something around 175 pounds, and that the head of his spear alone weighed something like 15 pounds, and he was a mite of a man in that. But I began to think about how they were doing everything they could, I guess, within themselves to figure out how they were going to tackle this problem in that. David stepped foot at the battle and realized immediately that it wasn't within anything they could do that was going to win them this battle. It was the Lord. And that was the cause that they were fighting for, to spread the Lord and to spread the Lord's work and to spread that of the kingdom, and that they were there to spread the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. That was the cause that David was there to fight for, and that was the Lord. And I'm thankful. I began to think about all the times in the Bible that there was this cause that was laid before him, and that I'm thankful that there's been men in this book that were willing and saw the cause that was before him, and they were willing to accept it and willing to fight for it. I began to think about that of Gideon's army, and that he started with, I don't know the exact number, something around 30,000, something like that, and there were over 130,000 or something like that soldiers in that of the Midianite army that they were there to fight, and he began to fight them with the thousands of soldiers that we had. And time after time, the Lord told him that he had too many men. Time after time, he had to go back and shrink his army down and shrink his army down. And that, there were down to 300 men fighting that of over 130,000, whatever the number might have been. 300 versus over 130,000. Could you just imagine the fear that must have been running through their minds? And that, what must have been going through their minds, thinking, there's no possible way we can do this. We're outnumbered. We're outgunned. There's no way that we're going to win this battle. There's no way that we could come out of this victorious. But you see, the Lord had to strengthen the army down to get them to the place where they could realize that he was the only way that they were going to win the battle. He had to get the army there with David. They had to realize that the Lord was the only way that they would ever come out victorious, and that it took the Lord, and they needed the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. You know, we had Wednesday night prayer meeting the other night, and they talked about Elijah, and I began to study and read about Elijah, and I began to flip a few chapters back and a few chapters forward there in 1 Kings and on into 2 Kings, and they began to talk about the woman there that went and gathered just a few sticks, and that she was going there to make a little cake, and they were just going to die, and that but the Lord told her, and the man of God told her just to make him a little cake first, and that she wasn't facing no great big army, but folks, she was facing such as dire circumstances of death that the rest of them were in her life, and this was her situation. But she understood the cause that was before her. She understood that if she would just trust the Lord and have faith and do what the man of God asked it of her, that it would work out and it would be okay. And there was no rain in that time, and that the Lord come by. She minded the Lord, followed the Lord. She made the cake, and it says that the flour and the oil, whatever it may have been, never ran out as long as there was no rain in the land. And I'm thankful for that, folks. Sometimes all we've got to do in our life is just make a little cake, I guess, so to speak. Sometimes, you know, we like to look at these great big problems that we have before us, and that all she had to do was just trust the Lord and do what the Lord asked of her. And they made it through okay. Folks, we began to read about Elijah, and that they were facing the 450, I think it was, prophets that Baal had, or however you pronounce the name, and that they began to take the two offerings there and the two sacrifices, and he was trying to prove to them exactly what his God could do, and that. And I'm thankful for that scripture, because I guess it sparked something in me, that I guess a desire that I haven't had in a while, just to dig in the scriptures and learn and realize and figure out what I can learn within this book. But I began to read and to try to figure it out, and that they soaked that offering there, I think it was three times, in water, and they filled the trough up with water, soaked it, and did everything they can. I guess by natural man's eyes, there's no possible way that offering should have lit and been consumed. But the scripture tells us that not only was it lit, but it consumed the dust that was around it lit. It consumed all the water that was there. It burned so hot. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that the Lord doesn't just come by and show us some things sometimes. He comes by and lets us know without a shadow of a doubt that He's the only way that these things could happen, you know. And I'm thankful for that. I began to think about just all the times in the Bible that the Lord has come by and let them know without a shadow of a doubt that there was no other way but with the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful that there's many times I began to think about what it means to be backed into a corner. And there's plenty of times that Israel and the Lord's people were backed into a corner. But you know what? Everybody always thinks of being backed into a corner as this doom and gloom kind of thing. And that is terrible and awful. But there's one thing about a corner and being backed into a corner that can give you a little bit of hope. Is that there's nothing that can come from behind you anymore. You're backed as far back as you can possibly go. There's nowhere else to go but forward and through and out of the corner. And if you've got anything about you, you'll scrap your way out of it and you'll find a way to get out of that corner, naturally speaking and spiritually speaking. But you know, I've said all that to say this morning, that there was one coming his name was Jesus, that came and made a way for all men to fight their way out of any corner that we may have been backed into. And I'm thankful that if you've got the Lord in your corner, there's always a way out. There's always a way through. There's no corner in this life that you can be backed into that the Lord cannot help you out of. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for that in my salvation. I'm thankful that there was a time that came that I realized that I was lost, and the Lord come by and saved my soul. And I'm thankful that there's nowhere that I can get to in this life that the Lord cannot bring me out of. There's some places that I can get to in this life that I cannot get myself out of, and I'll never be able to get myself out of. And you know, the Lord sent the law by back in Moses' day. He sent the law to give him a way to have a little bit of fellowship with the Lord and to have a way to get back in, I guess, with the Lord. But even the Lord knew that the law would never be enough. He knew that that His people could not keep the law. He knew that there was a time coming that they would need the Lord to come and fight the way out of the corner for them. And I'm thankful for that. He knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew that we're all human. Even Moses himself was just human, and he knew that. But he used Moses for all that he used him for. Folks, we know that, I guess, Moses was just human. The Lord asked him to speak to the rock, and Moses got within himself and smote the rock and cost himself some things in this life. He cost himself to not be able to go into that land. But you know what? The Lord still loved him enough to let him see the land and to let him look ahead and see where they were going. And He still blessed him. And look at what all the Lord used him for. He was just a human. He was just a man. Elijah was just a man, but he was taken up by a chariot of fire. And Elisha come behind him and had the gall about him, and he had the unction about him that he wanted more than Elijah. And the scripture tells us that I believe he was able to get it. He had the desire to do more for the Lord. And I'm thankful for that, the scripture tells us that he desired twice as much. And I'm thankful for that. The Lord knows the desires of our heart, and He knows exactly which battles that we can't fight on our own. And I'm thankful that they had to have the law, and they had to go through everything they went through to get to the place that they realized that they couldn't do it without the Lord, that there was no other way that they could make it without the Lord. And folks, we're like that in this life, I guess, this day and time, even to this day and time we live in, folks. We read these scriptures about the Bible, and we say, well, there's no way I would have been one of them that would have had to go 40 years in the wilderness. I would have just minded the Lord, and I would have listened, and I wouldn't have had to do everything they went through. But folks, we're just as lost and undone without Him before the Lord comes and saves us. We're no different than they were in this day and time. But I'm thankful that we live in a time that the Lord has come back and made a way for all mankind to be able to have eternal life. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the time that it came, my time. And I'm thankful that the Lord was there and saved my soul. I truly am. And I'm thankful that I've got somebody in my corner now that I didn't have before. And I appreciate that. I'm thankful for the day that He come by and I realized that He did love me. And that He showed me what true love was. And I appreciate that. I truly do. I appreciate this day. I appreciate the young people's day and seeing the young people work in the church. But I appreciate just the church being willing to give us young preachers an opportunity to come stand and preach the gospel. I truly am. It seems like this day and time, I don't know what it may be. It seems like the appointments, I guess, are few and far between here lately, but it's no place to quit. It's no place to stop reading and studying and trusting the Lord, folks. Just like I told you when I requested prayer, I wanted the Lord to open a door for me to be able to testify to my little brother and all my family that might be lost and undone. I don't know anybody's hearts. I truly don't. But I'm thankful that the Lord does, folks. And if we don't stay read up and prayed up, we won't be ready when the Lord opens a door for us to testify to somebody. And I'd hate to know that that was on my hands and my fault that I had an opportunity to witness to someone that they might be able to get their heart right and be saved. And I was too lazy and too unwilling to read and study and to be able to help them. And it's a blessing that I would have missed, you know, but a lot of times our disobedience in this life, we think we're the only ones that it affects, folks. But I'm here to tell you, you don't realize a lot of times when everybody's looking for somebody's candle just to start burning around them and spark something in them. But what they don't realize is a lot of times they're the match that it takes to light that candle. And if they would just get their heart right and quit waiting for somebody else around them to do it, realize that you're the one that needs to get your heart right, that it's a personal relationship, one-on-one with you and the Lord. The only way that it's ever going to work is when you realize that you're lost or that you need to get your heart back right with the Lord and forget about everybody else and don't worry about what everybody else thinks. Then you can see some things happen in your life. Then you might be able to see your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your brother or your sisters, your aunts or your uncles, your cousins, whatever it may be. Then you might be able to see them get their heart right and make things right with the Lord. And think about all the people that they can touch in their walk with the Lord, folks. It's just something as simple. It starts with us. It truly does. It starts with us realizing, just like David did right here, is there not a cause? I want you to think about that. And that, just imagine where David must have been. And imagine how his brother must have felt after the way he treated him. And then David said something like that. Imagine what it might have sparked in him. And I'm thankful for that. Just trust in the Lord. David went down there with the power of God behind him. And look what happened. We all know what happened. We all know that he slew the giant, folks. But it goes far greater and far beyond just David, I guess, slaying that giant there. It truly does. Whenever we let the Lord reveal these things unto us, I'm thankful that I was able to read this one verse and think about all the times in the Bible. Maybe not all of them, but think about all the things that the Lord brought to my remembrance that have happened in this book. Of people that have accepted, I guess, the cause and the call from the Lord. I truly am. I don't know what your calling may be and what it might be, but folks, we all have the same cause that David did have here. We all have the same goal, I guess, in this life as Christians, if you've been born again, and that's to spread the gospel and to spread and to share it with somebody else that they might be able to have it with us. And I'm thankful for that. I truly am. And I know I might have been scattered this morning, but that's what the Lord laid upon our heart. And I've been to the point where I've worried about what I might say and what I might do. But you know, it ain't about what I want to say and it ain't about what I want to do. It's about what the Lord wants to have done. And however the deliverance might be, you know, seems like we try to judge somebody on how they might deliver the message or how it might come out. And we think, man, they're a better preacher than I am because they get down there and shake hands and they get down there and they scream and they holler and they spit and all this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, if the Lord can get His message across, however it might be, then that's all that matters. It doesn't matter about how you get up here and how you deliver it. It doesn't matter about what clothes you wear or what you look like. It doesn't matter about what you have in your bank account. As long as you just mind the Lord and follow the Lord and do what He'd have you to do, it will work. And I'm thankful for that. That's all He asks for us, is just to give us, to give Him our best effort. And I think a lot of times we get complacent in this life, and we don't do that. We think just because we put some money in the plate on Sunday and we go to church every Sunday, then we'll be all right and we're doing everything we can do. But that's not the case, folks. It's truly not. But I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the opportunity to stand one more time. I truly am. And I count it a privilege. I truly do. And I don't feel like I'm worthy to be standing up here. I have a hard time sometimes because I got saved at an older age. And there's many people in here that know far more about this book than I do. And I think to myself a lot of times, how can you get up there and preach anything that they haven't heard before, that they don't know 10 times greater than you do, folks? But I guess at the end of the day, we're all, nobody's preaching nothing new. And if you are, you might need to question them and check up about it, folks. It's all laid out right here in this book. And Jesus is the only way that you're ever going to be able to fight your way out of the corner that you're in. Once you realize that there is no way out but with Jesus and through Jesus, there's no way to escape hell but through Jesus. And I'm thankful for that. There is, I think everybody has to come to the realization in life that we can't make it on our own. I guess that's human nature. We try to do things within ourselves. We try to find a way without the Lord. And folks, there is no way without the Lord. There's truly not. There's no way that I can get up every morning and put my clothes on and have a desire to go to work so that I can provide for my wife and my family without the Lord. There's no way that I can do anything in this life without the Lord. Folks, it's just that simple. I mean, even down to the simplest of tasks, we can't do anything without the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. I truly am. And I don't know where you're at in your life, and I don't know what you might be going through. But, you know, we're on the way over here this morning, and we left in plenty of time to get here. But we got behind a car that was going about 50 miles an hour. And if you know my wife, she can't stand it. She likes to drive about 10 over the speed limit. She's not got no patience at all. And we went around that car and got behind another one that was doing 30. And it was even slower, and we got past it. She said, I guess I shouldn't have complained about driving 50. I guess that was the Lord showing me I shouldn't have complained about that. But it just touched my heart, my soul, and something as simple as that. And that, I don't know what you're going through, folks, but somebody out there is always going through something worse than you are. So take the time to pray for them. Take the time to have compassion and care for them and help them in any way you can. Because we don't know what anybody's going through. We truly don't. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here. I'm thankful for the spirit that I'm able to feel here and for the love and the welcoming feeling that I'm always able to feel here. But that's about as far as I feel like going this morning. I don't want to put myself in it in any way. I truly don't. I don't want to try to add to it or take away from it within myself. I really don't. But just trust the Lord and let the Lord fight your battles for you. And you'll be amazed to see that something as simple as a small stone can take down the giants in your life. It truly can. We've all got them in some shape, form, or fashion. A lot of times, sometimes, the giants in our own lives are ourselves. And once we can get this flesh and ourselves out of the way and let the Lord work, then it'll work and then it'll be right. I'm thankful to be here this morning. That's as far as we feel like going. If you want to get a verse of a song or close out however you see fit.